Overnight landfall likely. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A rare November hurricane is about to slam into Florida's Space Coast. Fox's Lauren Blanchard is in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Two-thirds of all counties in Florida are under an emergency declaration at this hour. President Biden has also declared a state of emergency in Florida. These conditions getting much worse. It is going to be a long night here in Florida.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered in several communities in Volusia County. The sheriff warns beach erosion threatens the structural integrity of several beachside condominium buildings. It was 6 weeks ago that Hurricane Ian devastated Florida's southwest coast. A day later, it's still not clear. The control of the Congress, Republicans say they are confident of gaining the majority in the House of Representatives, but they're still 11 seats short of that, as the votes have yet to be finalized in 44 House districts. Control of the Senate may not be decided for nearly a month. December 6th is the date for a runoff election in the Georgia Senate race. Votes are still being tabulated in Alaska, Nevada, and in Arizona, where GOP candidate for Governor Carrie Lake says the delay is unacceptable.
On day one, we're going to start working to reform our elections so that all voters can feel confident that we have honest elections.
Lake is trailing Democrat Katie Hobbs slightly, but says she's 100% confident of victory. President Biden says the lack of a red wave in the midterm elections is a validation of his efforts.
I'm confident these policies are working and that we're on the right path and we need to stick with them.
President says he plans to meet with congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle trying to find unity. He also says he'll make a decision about running for re-election sometime in the new year. Texas has executed convicted killer Tracy Beatty. He was given a lethal injection for the brutal murder of his own mother in 2004. In his final statement, Beatty told his wife, whom he married while on death row, you'd see her on the other side. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial of Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot is about to go to a jury.
Lawyers for Rhodes wrapped up their case with testimony from a man described as the Oath Keepers operations leader for January 6th. Michael Green told the jury he came to Washington to oversee security services for prominent right-wing figures, but denied there was ever even an implicit plan to attack the Capitol. Rhodes never entered the building and testified earlier that he thought it was a stupid thing for his fellow Oath Keepers to do, but prosecutors countered with messages from Rhodes urging supporters to fight to keep President Trump in power. Rhodes and four other Oath Keepers face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of seditious conspiracy. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
David DuPont, the man already in custody in last month's attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, has been indicted on federal charges of assault and federal kidnapping. A Maryland couple has been sentenced to prison for trying to sell some of the country's military secrets.
Jonathan and Diana Tebbe pleaded guilty to conspiracy to communicate restricted data related to the design of nuclear-powered warships. Jonathan Tebbe was working as a nuclear engineer for the Department of the Navy when he got that data. Prosecutors said he was selling it to someone he thought was from a foreign government, but was actually an undercover FBI agent. On Wednesday, a judge sentenced him to more than 19 years in prison. His wife got more than 21 years. The judge said it appeared Diana Tebbe was the brains of the operation. Prosecutors said she acted as a lookout while her husband delivered that material. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not attend the Group of 20 summit meeting in Indonesia next week, according to an Indonesian government official. This avoids a possible confrontation with the United States and its allies over the war in Ukraine, now in its eighth month. The Kremlin reportedly planning to pull out of Kherson, but military analysts warn it could be an ambush. I'm Jack Callahan. This is...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.